and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Nintendo Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. And if you would like to get in on the
conversation, today is September the 27th, 2017. It is a wise Wednesday. I can't see the board, but we are going to have a show, and I believe Brother Davis is there,
and we're going to have a live show. But before we get into that, everyone...
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Brother Dave. This is Scotty. Your audio's coming in real low.
Oh, okay. One second. Scotty, is that better?
Yes.
Scotty, is that better?
Yes, that's better, Dave.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm sorry I'm not where I usually am. But just making way. So listen, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by the network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you go there, you will see the donation prompt that's there. And if you would, just hit that, because Black Talk Radio Network's only sponsorship that it has is you, the listeners, because this network was created to be organically used for your benefit. It is not serving the mainstream media, nor is it serving an outside agenda. It is here and was created for with you in mind. So you have to support in order for this network to continue to do what it's doing and to grow. And we want that to definitely happen, because it is very, very vital in today's world that we live in to have the opportunity and have a network such as BTR and Black Talk Radio Network at our disposal, so we can use it for our benefit. So if you would, go to the overall website of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Check out the website, but then go to the donation prompt that's there. Hit it, and it will send you into where you could give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network continues to do what it's doing and to grow. Also, another way that you can support the network is to being a part of this social media platform known as BTR Community. And BTR Community was created with you in mind so that you can engage in all of your social media activities that you normally would with mainstream media ones, such as Facebook, without being as adversely affected by them selling your identity or data mining in, posting and allowing people to see your postings and being able to draw a conclusion about you that is not necessarily the truth or is not the truth itself. So that's one of the things that the mainstream media ones or the Fedbook ones, what they do. So come on over to BTR Community. You can find it at www.btrcommunity. It's a membership, and it's for $24 a year. And that $24 a year will also support the network and the overall social media platform. It's the only place that I post. So definitely want you to do that. Also, if you would like to acquire real money and save in real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. Check out what's in inventory there, and then you can, you know, even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman, you definitely can save as one, and that's very, very, very important. So go there, and once you go there, make sure that you email info@prosperitymint.com so someone, and when you're thinking about purchasing, so someone can advise you on how to do that. I'm looking at some of the overall precious metals dealerships throughout the country, and some of the things that they're doing now, oh my, I'm going to have a show about it a little bit later, but not on Wise Wednesday. Wise Wednesday is reserved for our good brother, Brother Davis. So we will do that and just give you some information. It's very critical because it tells you where we're going and what's really, really happening, okay? So if you'd like to do that. Also, if you'd like to trade the cryptocurrencies, you could do that by going to ourcryptocurrencies.com, ourcryptocurrencies.com. And you could join up there, and I will send you the information once you do that and how to engage in that. And then there's also those of you that are interested in the trace minerals that were given to my man Michael Emmanuel to help him deal with the overall germ cell cancer treatment that he had, the chemo, to help detox the body and to get the body the minerals that are needed for him to stay in remission. Definitely will help you with that. And speaking of my brother Michael Emmanuel, go to the overall homepage for Black Talk Radio Network, and Michael Emmanuel's page is there, his GoFundMe campaign. Please be a part of that. Give what you can so that this family can take care of this young man the way we should be doing it. Give what it is that you can. Greatly appreciate it for all those of you that participate in it. Thank you so much. So a couple of other things before we get into what's in the news. I'm going to have my man Roz is going to read what's in the news. I will be here, but I'm traveling right now, and once I get there, I'll be able to check out everything that's, what's going on. So if you have a call or question for Brother Davis once he comes on, just simply call 1-888-750-590-9025 and then hit ** and just say, excuse me, when you have a question or comment for Brother Davis, and he will hear you and definitely will bring you up. Make sure that you engage, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So before we do that, I just want to say this. If there's anyone, and because you never know who's listening, if there's anyone that has the overall access to $1 million or more, and you're looking to for a vehicle, a investment vehicle that is extremely profitable, if you have that, you would know what I mean by that, then definitely reach out to me, and I will get you in contact with a very, very good opportunity that you may be interested in, and you can, facilitate and see if that's something that you would like to do. And you can text me at 951-790-8330, and I will get you that information and the overall opportunity that is there. Very, very good, and it would the potential on it is really great within 20 days. So if you're that type of individual, if you have that access, that capability, you might want to leverage that in a very efficient, effective way. I'll put you in contact with some people that could take care of that for you. And I just came across the opportunity. I've known it for a little while, but it's a really, really good opportunity that you may want to engage in. Okay, so with that being said, my man Roz, if you would unmute yourself, brother, and if you could just check out what's in the news for everyone, read what's in the news, brother. Thank you. And then I will be on the line in a little while, but I won't be able to read. That's why you can't hear me as well. So without further ado, my man Brother Roz is going to read what's in the news.
Can I be heard okay?
Thank you, Brother Roz. Before we go to Brother Davis.
Peace to the Tampa listeners, to Scotty as well. I'll be doing the news today. Today is the 27th of September, 2017. And we're going to jump into the news right now. The first thing that we have in the news Brother Dave posted. It's the actually the title of a book, which I know I'm going to end up popping like ASAP. It's called All the President's Bankers, The Hidden Alliances That Drive American Power by Nomi Prince. So this is a looks like it's a very interesting book that's going to get into the players that are behind the scenes in regards to the real money masters that are pulling the corporate strings on the, like they would say, celebrity figurehead, president of the Corporation of the United States, Donald Trump. And she has a little blurb here. It says, during the 2016 election campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly emphasized that our country was run terribly and needed a businessman at its helm. So I think that kind of lends towards what I'm thinking in regards to the business people behind the scenes that really tell him what to do, and his relationship with them and how that affects the country and how it's run. So, yeah, this is a book that I think you should get. Again, it's called All the President's Bankers, The Hidden Alliances That Drive American Power by Nomi. That's N as in Nancy, O, M as in Mary, I. Last name is Prince, and that's P-R-I-N-S as in Sam at the end. Thank you.
Hey Raj, real quick. I'm glad you for that one. She has that book, but the actual, when you click on that, is going to be an article that she recently written about, and she's basically saying, yeah, she's basically saying that it's all a casino game that's what's going on, and we're all falling for it, and the house never loses. So definitely check out that article. So I just wanted to let you know she does have that book, but this one is a quick, is really good article. Read on an article she did. Yes.
Okay. Did you want me to read it or no?
No. We'll okay. do that later okay. on Financial Fridays. We'll jump into that one.
Perfect. No problem. Perfect. Okay. Cool. Thank you for that that interjection as well. And the next article that Dave posted is from the MiamiHerald.com. The title is "Why Isn't Trump Rushing to Help Puerto Rico's U.S. Citizens?" And the little blurb says, while President Donald Trump spent the weekend obsessing on Twitter over NFL players exercising their right to free speech, the devastated island of Puerto Rico went without vital U.S. aid. Trump's leadership in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria has not only been absent, but in the few instances Trump has mentioned the U.S., and it stops there. But ultimately, Puerto Rico is really suffering bad. I actually posted an article earlier that people are starting to die now because they're having serious trouble getting access to basic necessities, and there's just chaos surrounding medical care and just the transport of goods, whether it's food, water, whatever the basic necessities are. It's really hard getting things transported, and people are now starting to die from what the reports are saying. So I just wanted to add that to that particular article. The next article is from RT International that Dave posted as well. It is effective communicator Trump vows devastation of North Korea should U.S. pursue military option. And the blurb says the U.S. is prepared to strike North Korea if necessary with quote-unquote devastating consequences for the country. President Donald Trump has warned, vowing to fix the North Korean quote-unquote mess, which he said should have been taken care of decades ago. Quote, we are totally prepared for the second option, not a preferred option, is what he said. So that's just telling you they're ratcheting things up. Like I said, just a few weeks ago, they talked about putting about $700 billion into the military industrial complex. After we already got, now we have hit the $20 trillion benchmark in regards to the debt, the national debt. So they're adding basically another trillion to set up to go to war with North Korea. So the next article. Is by CNN. They posted this as well. It's apocalyptic devastation in Puerto Rico and little help in sight. And the blurb says, but help has been slow to come to communities where the devastation is described as quote-unquote apocalyptic. Officials and residents argue Governor Ricardo Rosello said the island faces a humanitarian crisis. He urged Congress to approve a commensurate aid package as the U.S. Commonwealth, already hammered by prolonged economic crisis, tries to get back on its feet. So again, they were $70 billion in debt prior to the storm. Now the entire island's devastated. They're not able to get basic necessities, and the United States has turned its back on this horribly devastated island. So again, man, we got some serious things to look at, and I'm just thinking, if they're doing that in Puerto Rico, what are they going to do when the economy collapses here? And it looks like Venezuela, in the United States, that is. I'm just food for thought. Okay. Let me go into the next one. Excuse me. This is this article Dave posted from Lying Like a Fox News, which he says, man sentenced to jail for 6 months for having a wind turbine. When Jay Nygaard decided to add a two-story wind turbine to his home on Lake Minnetonka in Orono, Minnesota, he went the legal route and let the city know what his plans were. The turbine is attached to the front of his home and only exceeds about 2 feet from the top of his roof. So it looked like they didn't want him getting wind power, so they put him in jail, which means that, I guess, if people find other means, autonomous means of supplying power to themselves that they can circumvent the system that they put in place to rob us all, they're going to put you in jail. This guy did a wind turbine. I know that they're making it terrible for people using solar. They might even collapse the whole solar industry just to go back to robbing us blind again. So that's a good sign of what's to come, I think, and what they're plotting. So take a look at that article as well. The next one that Dave posted is from Strategic Culture, or strategicculture.org. Why the United States is the Fourth Reich. And this little blurb says, U.S. President Trump's declaration last week before the U.N. to, quote-unquote, totally destroy North Korea, and his general ranting about American military might is on par with the Nazi Third Reich's invocation of, quote-unquote, total war. Again, this is all precursor to what Dave would title Global Nuclear War 3, that's going to go into Global Nuclear War 1. So that's where we're headed, and it looks like he's talking a big game, and it looks like we're going to be going in that direction. I don't know when, but he's really working hard to get some fighting started. So let's just try and prepare as quickly as we can. The next article is from the Russia Insider, and this also Dave posted. The title is China is Profiting Handsomely from the U.S.-Russian Standoff in Europe. I'm pretty sure they are. So the blurb says, Beijing is gaining energy leverage in the region that is comparable only to that which Moscow enjoyed during the Cold War. While the nation has been laser-focused on the president's tweets and the first lady's footwear, a geopolitical shift has been taking place in Europe that ought to scare us to our marrow. Okay, so I think that's an article worth reading. China's been making some very brilliant strategic moves, especially on the African continent. But obviously, Europe, they're doing it there, too. So let's see what's going to happen, because there's some major things happening. And this is involving quite a few of the BRICS nations. And some of these countries that look like they're not friendly are very friendly in other aspects. So let's pay attention to where this is going. The next article that they posted is from Bloomberg.com. This one is entitled, One of the Most Famous Bets of the Credit Crisis is Back. And the blurb says, Jia Chen was in London again this summer, just one of the many trips she's recently made across the Atlantic to peddle a product left for dead in the ruins of the financial crisis. So I guess it's going into information regarding, I guess, some sort of playing with our money that the bank's holding, because it's no longer your money once you put it in the bank. So I would like to find out more about that with myself. I would suggest everybody just take a peek at it so we can kind of be up to speed on that. The next article they posted from oilprice.com, and this one is entitled Africa's Richest Man is Quoted Saying Oil is Not the Way Forward. And the blurb says, the richest man in Africa says crude oil prices would do Nigeria a favor if they stayed lower for longer. Last week at the UN General Assembly, Nigerian billionaire Aliko Dangote, whose main business is in cement but also holds interest in agricultural commodities and petrochemicals, said agriculture, not food oil, is the way forward for Nigeria, and that Africa will become the food basket of the world. I could definitely see that happening just based on the global changes in climate. The Sahara might go back to what it was at 10,000 BC, which was basically a lush rainforest and savanna region, where you would be able to do quite a bit of planting and grow quite a bit of food. This is the way it was before the Bantu people were driven from central Western Africa to the Nile Valley, which is where the founding of what we know to be famous, the Nile Valley high culture, came from. So if the Sahara goes back to no longer being a desert, which it used to be, just like a lot of the green areas you see in Africa today, it will definitely, and it looks like I said, with climate change, that it might be going in that direction. He is not lying. That is absolutely correct. It could be the breadbasket of the planet. So, yeah, let's keep an eye on how that situation develops, and it's interesting that he said that. So the last article.
Hey, Raj,
today,
Raj.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Raj.
Yes, sir.
Raj, real quick, let me touch on that real quick, because I'm glad you pointed that out. Why would he say? Now, it's twofold. There could be a couple of things there. Now, one of the things that I think that is very, very important about what he's saying is, if you really think about it, that if in the future, right now, how do you control governments? You control governments by oil. if there are major incidents and you're starting to have major war, how effective and how important is oil on its you know, level of importance? Oil is extremely important in Puerto Rico, but what's the main importance right now? The staple goods, food
and water.
Food. So right now, of all the commodities, oil is the one that's traded the most. All of the precious metals combined don't equal to the overall sales of oil. But in the future, what's going to happen as we get back to, because of what I believe is going to be different collapses, oil will not be as significant as food will be. The oil will get the food to you, but the food is going to be more important than the overall oil itself. This is a, and what he was saying is that Africa is going to be the breadbasket of the world. And like Raj had said, because they know that there's going to be some changes. There's going to be some major changes in the ecosystem because they're going to be changing it. So very, very important. So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Roz, but I really wanted to touch on that. So great job. Go ahead, Roz.
Hey Roz, no and Dave.
Roz
and Dave, I would say, though, if that's true, if that's what the projections look like, they better step up their military game because that's going to make them a prime target.
Right, Scotty.
Yeah,
they better get them some nukes too.
Absolutely. They need at least one country that everybody can rally behind and say, listen, you know, you come over here with that, we got something for you. You're right. They better take a hint from North Korea. They better take a hint from China, because China's doing exactly what Muammar Gaddafi was planning to do. He just pulled a switch too fast. If he would have waited a little longer, been a little less vocal, it could be the African continent in the position that China's in right now. But it just didn't happen that way. It wasn't our time. So, yeah, I agree with you completely, Scotty. Brilliant injection of wisdom on that one. They better get I would definitely second Dave, their nuclear game on tap real quick to prepare. Because if not, yeah, they're going to blow everything over there to smithereens just to create chaos, which is what these beings do. So let me jump to the last article before we bring on Brother Dave for today. Brother Dave had posted this one from naturalnews.com, and this one is, using steroid inhalers for respiratory disease may kill you, study finds. The blurb says, the use of steroid inhalers increases the risk of hard-to-treat bacterial infection among older people. A new study published in the European Respiratory Journal suggested while steroid inhalers are used to help manage the symptoms of asthma and or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD. And it stops there, but I know about this because I dealt with asthma as a child, and sometimes I get asthma-related issues in the wintertime. So, yeah, those steroid inhalers are no joke. That's not something that you should be utilizing regularly at all. I would suggest using colloidal silver, and if you can get yourself a nebulizer, they sell them on Amazon.com. Use colloidal silver in a nebulizer, and it will facilitate your healing and prevention of infections of all types. It's even used for cancer, for people suffering from lung cancer. I've seen that nebulizing colloidal silver has been used as a major treatment for that. So, of course, doctors are not going to tell you that when you come to their office. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
No, I was totally going to totally agreeing with you, Roz, and I was going to suggest the same thing. Get a nebulizer with your colloidal silver, and that's what you need for that. So definitely there, Brother Roz. Thank you for that. And wanted to say sorry about that.
I'm going to mute myself so you can transition to Brother Dave. And our peace to you, King
Man,
Dave.
Great.
I'll mute myself.
Great job. Thank you, Roz. Greatly appreciate it. I wanted the news to be read, and I couldn't do it. So Roz, thank you so much for doing that. Great job, as always, brother. So, all right, everyone, we're going to go ahead and jump into Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. So, if Brother Davis, if you can unmute yourself, sir, the floor is all yours. And thank you, Brother Davis, for who you are and what you do in our regards to the Queen, Sister Davis.
Yes, thank you, my brother. I appreciate the opportunity. The Queen is beside me, and we are really about to open the door. I listened to what was said before the show, and believe me, a lot of that that deals with Africa is right on point. But you have to understand why it is on point is because it's regenerational. It will regenerate itself. That's what food does. But our food system is under attack by the very evils that are trying to reconstruct your body from the inside by giving you food that is not designed to serve the nutritional purpose of Mother Nature. Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis, and we're here on Wise Wednesday, and the night show is about Mother Nature and the purpose that she shows. Now, listen, let me say before I even get started, I'm going through the mountains. I may fade in and out, and if so, I'll call back, but the show is important. Please grab a pen and a piece of paper because I'm coming off with information that you can go to and do your own due diligence and understand the power of the circumstances that are before us. Now, why do I say that? Because every natural system is trying to be duplicated or faked. And the sad part about it, it is not giving any consideration to the true purpose of why the system was designed. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, all of this here fake food you see out here, let me tell you. I did my research and found out there is over 35 different GMO aspects of many methods of regenerating false foods. And believe me, they're in full effect everywhere. And I'm going to tell you, this stemmed from me going to a wall walk with my wife, and she showed me a grapefruit I'd never seen before. It was called a star ruby. Well, when I did my due diligence, I found out that it was irradiated gardening. They call it solar gardening. It's not solar gardening. See, they dress those names up to give you the impression as though it's from nature. It is not from nature. And actually, it's designed that the radiation that they hit this with kills certain enzymes, so it would stop that specific thing. Okay, with this, they stop the sourness of a grapefruit, and they enhance the sweetness attribute of the grapefruit. So in radiating this so-called radiated garden, what they're doing is they're growing grapefruits that literally have been genetically modified to be sweeter and less tart. But yet, these methods of doing that synthetic science, pseudoscience that has no real background or basis, it just has a method. So if you ask how many people for how many years have been eating this and what is the result to the body, they do not know. And this is just not in grapefruits. This is in every aspect of fruit that you see that has no seeds. Why do I point out that issue once again, no seeds? My wife hammers that. If it don't have seeds, you don't have no business put it in your mouth. And she's right, because seeds give you a natural understanding that it comes from the balance maintained by Mother Nature. So if it doesn't have seeds, it had nothing to do with Mother Nature. Actually, it had more to do with a petri dish. And we have to understand those foods are not designed for the nutritional purpose that our body needs. Therefore, when we eat these other foods, we get things like high blood pressure, leaky gut syndrome, bad heart disease. All of these things stem from us eating something that we have no business putting in our mouths. And the reason why is because it tastes so good. That is their metaphor to get you to eat it. It tastes so good. It has no nutritional value. Your body, in most cases, once it's in, does not know what to do with it. So in most cases, it's transformed into fat. So when you got so many different kind of chemicals or synthetic sciences involved in putting something that like that in your mouth and it goes into fat tissues, what happens over a period of time? It festers into a disease. Why? Because the body is balanced. And when something like synthetic food comes in, it has no nutritional avenue or attribute to the body. The body has to come up with a process to do something with it. And in most cases, what it does, it puts it in the fat tissue. The sad part about it is that even if it's decided, if the microbes in the body decide, okay, this is a dangerous to the body, and it attacks it, sometimes that attack even fortifies genetic mutation that we don't even know about. So I hope y'all are grasping the magnitude of this. And in reality, this is happening in every major store in the country. And if you shop on the outside, meaning that when you go in the store, you're going to see the fresh produce, you're going to see the seafood, you're going to see the meats, you You're going to see all of those things that are temporal, okay? And not all of those things are good for you, mind you, but you're going to see all of those things that are temporal. In the middle of the store, in the gut of the store, you'll see the packaged stuff, the processed stuff. All of that stuff has some sort of genetically modified organism in it that they cannot tell you how it's going to affect your body. So, do you understand the importance of that news that the brother, the millionaire from Africa, was trying to relay? Because we have to accept responsibility for ourselves. I have been harping on this for a while because, my brothers and sisters, we are dying. And we're not dying because we want to die. We're dying because we're not doing the due diligence necessary for us to open the door for our knowledge to transform our minds into a tool to age our bodies. Our minds are being focused on 24/7. Every avenue or window that enters your body is attacked. Your eyes, they're attacked. Your ears, they're attacked. Your taste buds, they're attacked. Your mouth, it's attacked. Do you realize the magnitude of the war that we are in? Because, see, only then could you understand the importance of the reverse process. What is the reverse process? We must go back to Mother Nature. That's why they call her Mother Nature, because mothers give life. And in us returning back to Mother Nature, we will be turning our backs on this technological industry that is bent on destroying you. Oh, no, they don't come out and say, look, we got some good grapes here, and these grapes taste so good. Just try them. Well, you realize that one of the main implementations of erectile dysfunction comes from seedless fruits and berries. Why? Because it has no seed. It has nothing to generate your seed with. Are you understanding the nature's purpose? You see, nature adds to your life force. So therefore, when you eat something designed by nature to go into a plant, because that's what we are. We are a plant of a different magnitude of our knowledge of plants. But when we consume the sun, just like plants do, it has the same effect. When we consume water, just like plants do, it has the same effect. When you stick a seed in this ground with fertile soil, that's like a child, a woman being impregnated with a child, because there's a natural process that takes place that brings forth life. And this is why I wanted to make sure that everybody understood the concept of Mother Nature, because we must return to Mother Nature. And all of the elements are in place. We don't have to have cars that run on oils. We don't have to have houses that need electricity. You know why? Because we had the methods to be able to tap in a natural resource that would supply our need. But here's the problem with that. They cannot put a meter on it. See, that was one of the problems with Nikola Tesla and his original idea of bringing energy to the world. Because they could not put a meter on it, it had no value to them. When they seen Tesla was going to be staunched about his position, then they took his value from him. And literally, he died bitter and old, and the sad part about it was not of his doing, because he was given the world all of his life until those people in power decided that greed served a greater purpose than need. Let me repeat that, because that is what we're in now. Greed serves a greater purpose than need. You heard Brother Dave talking about, I'm sorry, not Brother Dave, but the person who did the announcements, Brother Raj, talked about how the United States are building up the military system. Well, do you realize they pump more money in the military system than in any other attribute of humanity? But the system is designed to eliminate humanity. Are we getting this whole picture here? Because in reality, we're living in a land that sees the destruction of life as a greater value to them based on their greed to take out of life. And that's what they're doing, brothers and sisters. When we go to war in foreign countries, oh, they'll tell you, we're bringing democracy. That's crap. They're going in and they're stealing natural resources, but are going in and they're manipulating government. Is there someone in the booth, or is there time for a break? Is there someone in the booth? Please speak up your name and tell us where you're calling from. Okay, let me move forward. The sad part about it is that our history has already shown that we have taken positive things and looked for the most negative attribute in them. In every discovery that America has encompassed, they look to see how they could weaponize it before they look and see how it would be a tool that the public could use. Now, take your minute and wrap your mind around that. Even the internet. The internet was what they call an educational tool. Do you know what they were trying to do? They were trying to see just what all they could do with it. And now, there is major warfare going on between countries on the internet. So don't think for a minute, or be naive for a minute, because you are at risk. This is Brother Davis from the Wise Wednesday, and we're going to talk more about Mother Nature. And, you know, you could go outside your door, I don't care where you are in the world, and you're going to see an attribute of Mother Nature. And one of the best parts about that is that it regenerates itself. Right there, just let you know the importance of the direction we should be moving as a civilization. So was the billionaire from Africa right? He's absolutely right. We do not need carcinogenic energies anymore. But the reason why is because the greed overpowers the need. The greed of those people to make money out of destroying, and that's what it does. You've seen it. You've seen the Gulf spill. You've seen the Fukushima spill. You see these things that are going on now that you don't even know about that are happening, and they're happening because of greed, not need. You see, we as a people, we need to have fuel that will not have a deadline date. What is a deadline date? Well, it eventually will kill you. That's like smoking good cigars. Now, you might enjoy that cigar, but in reality, you know that the more you smoke those cigars, eventually it will kill you. Oh, it don't do it right away. You start off with a little cough. You know, oh, got a little smoke in my throat. Well, here's what that smoke doesn't tell you. We're in your throat because you're giving us access to your lung. And if we take access to your lung, we are going to take control over a long period of time. So you go out after dinner and you have your cigar or cigarette. And don't get me wrong, I don't knock what you do. These are your habits. But we must form habits of life and not habits of death. Now, I'm pointing out all of these things to you because I'm bringing you right back to the importance of Mother Nature. And nothing in nature, no animal in nature, smokes cigarettes but humans. None. In order for them to, they have to be introduced to them by humans. See, we literally have let someone else control our lives. See, in nature, we had sovereignty. What is sovereignty? If you got hungry, you can go shopping into the bars, and you can find berries, or you can find a fruit tree, or you might even plant potatoes. And you had every right to that. But when you give away your sovereignty, you got to go to the grocery store, baby. And you better have some money. See, you can't just go out and plant what you want and grow it unless you think that way. Because when you think that way, you can do the due diligence that would allow you to open the door and benefit from your thought process. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. In my research, I not only was shocked and horrified, but I was looking at the victims now. And one of the main, biggest victims is our environment. Do you realize that in our environment, in our drinking water, in most open places, meaning where there's some sort of dense population close by, there are probably anywhere from 70 to 150 unnatural chemicals in the water. Why? Because we're a byproduct of what we stick into our system. When our system alleviates, whether it's food or it's liquid, whatever you stick in that system comes out. And the sad part about it is that that has caused a microbial imbalance in our environment. How many of you heard this, and I know more than a few of you have, because my wife brought it to my attention, that there is an amoeba in the water in Houston that eats the skin to your dead. It's a flesh-eating amoeba. That is not natural. That comes from the accumulation of all of these things in our water supply, and at least one person is dead. So now the medical industry is saying, well, you know, it's kind of expected, but they didn't tell the public. Are y'all getting the dynamic here? Because once again, the cycle has come completely around, and we got to go back to the mother where we started. We got to go back to Mother Earth, and we got to start pushing forth the issues that are going to get us there. One another issue that could get us there is solar energy. We can literally survive. Whole houses can run off solar energy because the technology is there and the tools to get them are there. And here's what's so unique about that. They even got cars that can plug into the same supply source and be a benefit to you transportation-wise. See, the knowledge is there. The reason why they don't literally advance it is because of the greed for the money that carcinogenic energies have brought to us as humans. We are the victims here because we have let the fox not only in the hen house, he's controlling the hen house. And guess what? He don't want solar energy. Oh, he tells you he does. Oh, yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good. But let's put money in oil. He tells you, oh, no, we don't want more. We don't want more. But let's put money in this war machine. Not just some money. We're going to put big money in there. You know why? Because we want to kill everything. And we want everything to know we can kill it. Do you understand the dynamics of the thought process of tyranny? Because that is literally how the world has become imbalanced. There are countries all over the world nowadays that are saying, okay, we don't want to do business with America. We don't want to do no business in the United States. But why is that? Because if you do business in the United States, you got to go to the U.N. If you go to the U.N., you got to take on all of their, predecessing demands. Predecessing demands are, in order for us to give you money from the International Monetary Fund, you must follow the codex. What is codex, you say? Google it. Codex literally is a group of corporations that put together a standard of food that you must either produce or import into your country. And here's the catch. A lot of it's GMOs. There are countries right now that will say no, no GMOs. And that's why there is literally an abandonment of the UN. Those countries that are the UN, they got a need for the UN. If they could get away from that need, they're gone. Believe me. You're going to see them jumping like rats from a sinking ship pretty soon. Because the oligarchy that is running the United States doesn't live in the United States. They have no allegiance to you. In reality, all they are doing is paying employees to legislate your life into hell. And the bottom line is, until we speak up in one voice, and how do we do that? We go back to nature. Don't buy that crap. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to go to all of those people who get food stamps or something, and they're going to push GMOs down their throats, literally. So we're going to take care of each other. and in taking care of each other, you got to break those so-called trust issues. You know what I call them? I call them the disrespect of self-respect. And what do I mean by that? You disrespect yourself when you put that stuff in your body. You disrespect yourself when you go to somebody who you know literally is going to take your resources and give you snake oil. And that's what these so-called synthetic drugs are, snake oil. There is not a disease, a natural disease, that cannot have a natural cure, from diabetes on. But if you don't open that door and you bleed the snake oil salesman, you will stay stuck until your time is up. Why do I say that your time is up? Because in reality, that doctors don't lie. If you're doing what a doctor is telling you to do, and he's sitting in front of you saying, yeah, you need to take this medicine because this here be good for your cold. And by the way, I want you to take this here too, to take this here prescription and go to this pharmacy with this prescription, and you go to that pharmacy with that prescription. Guess what? All he's doing is making money. Every time he writes a prescription, he's getting a kickback. Plus, you're putting money into the system, so pharmaceuticals could take your money and give you something that literally may be priced to the roof. My father-in-law, who's 87 years old, went to the doctor. He takes no medications, and the doctor told him, you know what, you're healthier than most people to come in here. Because he's knowledgeable enough to limit those things in his system and put those things in the system that are good. And that's what we have to do. We have to utilize our knowledge in every decision. Because when you don't, your children are going to do what you do. This is Brother Davis. I'm coming at you on the Wise Wednesday. Listen, I want you to call the show. I want you to call the show because you may not realize it, but all of this is being done for you. That's right. It's being done because they want you, they want your resources, and they don't care whether you're dead or alive. Sadly enough, a lot of us are dying because we haven't come to understand that we must return to Mother Nature so that she can do what she has always done. She can bring the balance back to our bodies. She can open the door for the knowledge for us to incorporate in our daily lives so that we can get the best out of what we do. Whether you drink water, do you realize you can alkaline your water nowadays? You don't even have to alkaline your water. All you have to do is put a little lemon in your water. When you drink it in the morning, it neutralizes the acids that worked all night. You see, he has remedies. For those people who don't know, if you are sick, it's because your body acid is in balance. That's right. In order for there to be disease in your body, there has to be an imbalance of acid somewhere. And here's the catch-22 for those who don't know. When people die, their body is 100% acid. Did you know that? And if they die from cancer, it's 100% acid. But here's the catch-22 they don't tell you. Cancer feeds off sugar. Do you realize that one of the most leading products in America that people consume massive amounts of is sugar and salt? Massive amounts. Unnaturally massive amounts. You see, it is our purpose to live. Regardless of how you see your life, you can change it. It's easy for me to say we can do this because, see, I've taken the test of self-direction. What is the test of self-direction? Do I want to live or do I want to die? And what do I do in order to live? Because your options to death are a plethora of options. And I'm going to tell you something. It's not easy. It's not easy. Well, my wife's an early death, she's right. But see, the choices that are out there are literally avenues. And when you make the right choice, you stay on the avenue to live a healthy life. When you make the wrong choice, you are on the avenue to incorporate disease into your body. Now, this is a wake-up call. And the reason why is because it's just as simple as choosing Mother Nature. If you choose Mother Nature, even in this day and age, you're going to have to do your due diligence. Because Mother Nature has been so watered down and deleted that they're calling stuff natural that is far from natural. It ain't got nothing to do with natural. But you know what? Because they have a fixed circumstances and the standard of determining the quality of food, they can call it natural, and it can be full of unnatural things. You know why? Because they change the name of those things all the time. Oh, absolutely. Remember what it used to be called, corn syrup, and it was covered up high fructose? You see what I'm saying? So they do this all the time. And you might see something that you don't know what it is, then you should know. If you can't pronounce it and you don't know what it is, you shouldn't eat it. It's that simple. Or like my wife says, well, use your smartphone and find out what it is. And that buyout app that we told you about 2 or 3 months ago, that's still live and well. And there are applications coming out now, y'all, that literally help you find out whether a food is genetically modified or not. Yes, I use the buyout app when I took my research on the grapefruit. That star ruby, and I took and I scanned the barcode to find out what the name of it was. After I found out the name of it was, I looked to see the origin of it, because they always give it something exotic. Like, this fruit was supposed to be from South Africa. I said, oh, interesting, South Africa. Now, seeing a lot of people say that's enough for them. So I went in to see, what part of South Africa? And then, you know what it told me? It was a part of a solar farming. Atomic gardening. So I said, atomic gardening? Let me check this out. Well, atomic gardening is radiated gardening. What they do, and I've already explained it to you, is they kill off the microbes that literally take away from the quality. So therefore, if it's a grapefruit in my case, it was killing those things that made the grapefruit sour, which actually produces vitamin C in a grapefruit. You see, but they don't tell you this. This comes from due diligence. And that's why you must up your game, because your due diligence is what's going to make the difference in the quality of life you live. And that is what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. A good quality of life. Because those who are watching you are coming after you. And every time I discover something like that, I walk over to a stranger. And there was a brother there who was about, maybe 70, 75 years old. And I said, excuse me, brother. I said, you look like somebody who has some experience in gardening. And you in the South. You know what they say? Oh, yeah, I know about gardening. I said, have you ever heard of this here kind of gardening? He said, what's that? I said, atomic gardening. He said, atomic gardening? Right away. See what I'm saying? When they repeat like that, they're telling you, no, this is something that they ain't heard about. So our due diligence opened the door for him to have new knowledge. So when we and him conversed, he said, you know, brother, I never heard of nothing like that. He said, let me see your phone once. So he was reading it off my phone. I said, do you got a smartphone? He said, yeah, I got one right here. I pulled his phone out and I brought it up on his phone. I said, yo, my brother, this is the same thing on your phone. I said, oh, by the way, here, boom, 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 here in the App Store, this is buyout. I said, this app will help you get the knowledge that's right here on my phone. That brother looked at me strangely. You know why? Because you have to understand, in the South, they are hospitable. But when they don't know you, they're looking at you. And the reason why they're looking at you, because you're educating them so that they can have a tool now. And they, even if they don't know your name, they want to recognize your face. Because literally, you've opened the door to knowledge that they did not have. And see, this is what we have to do. That is called regenerating knowledge. That is what Mother Nature does. She regenerates. And we have to take our role in that process. And the sad part about it is that a lot of us nowadays, we don't see that as a part of our responsibility. But it's a part of our responsibility as being human. I'm hoping y'all are getting this. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Pick up your phones. Have a pencil and a piece of paper there. Somebody might have a question that literally is the one that's on your mind that you have not asked yet. But through that question, you can find the tools to be able to find a solution or the answer that you seek. Because now what we're doing is we are regenerating knowledge given and taken so that we can add to our repertoire of defense, because that's what we're putting together. We are defending ourselves from these techies that think that we are going to easily die. Do you understand how I said that? Because if you continue to go to the store and you're not a label reader and you just assume that the store is buying the food in your best interest, then when you got to go to that doctor, you're going to see all of the signs in the store. You know, Walmart got them, open the pharmacy about we do this, we do that. You're going to have the confidence to say, you know what, I got to go to the doctor. And before you know it, you're caught up in another system that is designed to kill you. It's not about curing you. Think about it. If medicine cured you, it would go out of business. And the sad part about it is that anything from, like my wife says, restaurants to grocery stores to even now, if you go to a barbecue or a cookout, if they're using genetically modified stuff, you have no idea. That's why you must openly discuss this. If you don't want to start talking about food, start talking about health. It leads to food. You know why? Because what you put in your mouth affects your health. Brother Davis on the Wise One. We're coming up on a break, y'all. I want you to, after the break, give me a call. Let's have a monologue instead of a dialogue. Let's bring people's voices and ideas together, because you may come up with a solution to an idea that I had and didn't know it yet. A dialogue is better than a monologue. It's Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Hey, Scotty, is there anybody in queue that has a question or anything? Okay, well, let's move forward. For those people who are a little reluctant, everybody got a story. Let me just give you a quick one that I run across. How many of you know people who are having babies, who have babies and they're having problems and they don't know why? But you know what? They think it's everything but what it is. Oh, she's not having a bad day. She's not feeling good. She's whining. None of them think it's the food. Yes, these Infamils and the soy meal and all that there crap. Did you ever look at what they put in it? You have a child, a baby. Say it might be 2 months old, 3 months old. You're putting this stuff in them that is unnatural to their system. You contaminate the system before the child has an immune system fully engulfed. Why do I say that? Because as a child comes into the world, although they're physically here, their body is still processing, it's still growing. And when you get to inundate it with unnatural stuff, yeah, along with the vaccines, like what I said, these things have an irreparable effect on the child. And here's the catch. Then you go to the very people who's putting that stuff in the food and ask them, what's wrong with my baby? Really? Do you think they're going to tell you the truth? They're going to give you a medicine to take away the symptoms so you can come back and get some more medicine. You see, that's how they keep their system going. And the sad part about it is that now you feel you need to have this medicine in order for your child not to have that problem, instead of doing some due diligence and just cutting all of their food off and making everything by hand until you can find out what the problem is. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you can make formula. You can make formula right in your home. You just got to plan it. You can make the peas, because you know how you make your own peas. All you have to do is smash them up. And literally, homemade formula is better for them, because look at the generations before you that would have bought up on them. You want peaches? You could take peaches and dice them down and cut them down and smash them or puree them, put them in something, and then when you're ready, you got them right there. You know exactly what's in it. And I know what some of you are saying, well, what about milk? We can. Yes, you can. People have pumps nowadays where women literally pump their milk into a bottle. This is the baby's natural source. Okay? Now, you might have to be a little mindful about what you eat, but with true due diligence, you can avoid that baby having any health problems that are unnatural due to the food that you feed them. And here's the catch. I hear these mothers say this all the time. As soon as I took an active role in supplying my baby's food, all of the symptoms went away. Why? Because they stopped giving them that opa crappa meal. And here's the catch. A lot of it isn't even natural. If you read it, all of that stuff is synthetic and processed. So therefore, you have to take the role and take the lead in order to make sure that your child has a healthy life. And here's
Brother
the catch.
Davis. Yeah.
Okay, let me make one statement. Here's the catch. When you take control, you give life to your child. Okay, who's in queue? You want to speak with your name and where you're calling from?
No, this is Brother Scotty. There's nobody in queue. I just wanted to say also, breastfeeding also helps develop the immune system as well with the antibiotics and what have you, natural antibiotics in the breast
Absolutely.
Milk.
Absolutely, Brother Scotty. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. That is a very important point. And the reason why is because the immune system is a part of the natural body function. Once again, we come back to Mother Nature. She's already has all of the key for you to have a healthy, long life. And here's the catch 22. Let me give you a little caveat. If you didn't have all of these interferences through your windows of your eyes, your ears, your smells, literally, you wouldn't be in balance. And the reason why you wouldn't is because your natural instinct takes you to natural things. Sadly, they grow up all around you, and you probably destroy more than you understand. And why? Because that's what nature does. I'm going to tell you something. And those of you who know we have a farm, we have these big mushrooms. And they started growing. Okay, now, I didn't know what they were. So I asked my wife. And she wasn't sure about it, but you know, she got books and all that. So she found out what these were and found out these mushrooms are edible. So I said, well, you got an idea? She said, well, I don't know how to prepare them, but they're called snow-capped mushrooms. She said, I don't know how to prepare them, but then the book says that they're edible and they're nutritious. So now, as she's doing her more due diligence, it's also a medicinal herb. So there's a lot of things that are going on that we don't know about, and the reason why we don't know about it is because we disconnected from the natural order of things. But we can change that. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we can change that. And that must become a part of our purpose. And the reason being is because in order for us meaning humanity, to survive. We cannot survive on syntheticness. We cannot survive looking at a cell phone or a PDA or whatever they got, watching TV. Can't survive like that. You know why? Because our body requires exercise. It requires natural foods. And when I say natural foods, I mean the more raw the food, the more nutritious it is. That's not saying that everybody should eat raw food, but I do know people who don't eat anything but raw food. But on the other hand, I know people who eat not processed food, but cooked food. They cook it themselves. Okay? They cook it to taste. Now, they don't fry and dilate aside everything, but some of the things they do. And it's the frying is not bad. It's the way you fry. Like, my wife does this thing with stir fry. It's a different thing. And there's saute. And there's branching. See, all of these here are avenues of preparing food so that it can be received by the body as well as be accepted by the taste buds. Westernism teaches us that if food doesn't go through some sort of process, it doesn't taste good. That is a great, great deception, along with many others. And the reason why is because you can make things taste good that don't have a processed source. And what's unique about that is that then you make it to your taste buds. You literally make it the way you want to make it so that it's the way you like it. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes my wife experiments with me. She'll come in and say, how you like this? Oh, that's okay. What do you mean it's okay? Do you like it or you don't like it? You see, this is the process. So then she'll come back and she said, look, I tried this. I had a little saffron to it. And I tasted, oh, that's a bit different. She said, okay, I just want to get your opinion. Before you know it, I'm sitting down at dinner and she's bringing me this dish. And it has all of the trappings that literally subdue my taste buds into devouring it while it's giving me good nutrition. You see, Mother Nature teaches us how to regenerate ourselves, but we must return to her. And the reason why we must return to her is because we don't have a choice. Everything else is trying to kill us. You know what's big right now? I know, well, summer's over, but during the summer, you notice how those sodas have, they come down, you can get a 44-ounce soda for 99 cents. Any flavor you want. What they don't tell you is that 44 ounces is all sugar and flavoring. That's right. It's liquid sugar and flavoring. So you think you're getting refreshed, your thirst quenched. Well, you're getting thirst quenched, but you get another 7 pounds because it doesn't just evaporate. Yeah. Once again, that's another avenue that dumps sugar in your system so that you don't realize that everything's out of whack. Personal experience? We have a friend named Krista, and I know she's not listening, but she used to love the McDonald's iced tea. Guess what? Her kidney started to shut down. She went to the hospital, and they were talking at the hospital. They said, no, I don't know. We may have to do an operation here. Well, eventually, they started talking about what she does, what she eats. And here she was drinking one of these here iced teas from McDonald's every day, at least once or twice a day. The big 44 ones, a couple of them a day. Sweet tea, yeah. That was the source of her problem. When she stopped drinking the sweet tea and she replaced that with water, and then she eventually moved it into replacing it with a apple cider and lemon and honey drink, her whole illness changed. You see, we are under attack, and we have to take control. Now, when Krista thinks about that, she thinks about us. You know why? Because we were there at the time. I have another friend who was older than me. Her name was Miss Cruttrell. And Miss Cruttrell was having some serious acid problems. And her acid problems had her on death's door. And an old, old farmer friend of hers, who was a mutual friend of ours, that came to her and said, here, put this in your water. She said, put it in my water. He said, yes, this is natural homemade kefir. I made this out on the farm. He's an organic farmer, by the way. So she took the kefir. She felt better the next morning. So the doctors are saying, oh, well, you know, the medicine must be working. She said, no, I didn't take the medicine. You can ask the nurse. And the nurse said, no, she turned it down. She said, evidently, she was taking this stuff here in this bag. So the guy said, well, what is that? She said, it's kefir, and she grabbed her bag, and she stuck her bag under her blanket. Well, to make a long story short, she got out the hospital, she was doing better, and she gave a testimony. And she said, you realize that everybody in that hospital was pushing drugs on me or using me as a guinea pig or a class example for those people who were studying the medical field. And someone who I've known for 25 years walked in and gave me a bag and told me, just put a little bit in my water. And because it was probiotic kefir, it transformed the bacteria in her body to a natural state. So we have to understand the importance. And that's just one of the things in my life that I happen to experience with someone else. And my wife is with me, so literally, we talk about these things all the time. Because now we are beginning to see things like high blood pressure and people adjusting to it. Oh, yeah, I just take my medicine. You realize if you have high blood pressure and you just take your medicine, eventually it will kill you. And the sad part about that is that most people don't even look at that. They watch their body slowly break down, and before you know it, they're in the hospital. There are books out here that tell you how you can literally eliminate high blood pressure and diabetes out of your body. But you know why you don't hear about a lot of those? Because you supersede a major business. You supersede the pharmaceutical business. You supersede the medical business. And these people look forward to making money off you. How do you think they could take those vacations, live in those elaborate houses? Because you come in with on a regular basis, because you know they always tell you when they give you a prescription, we'll see you in 3 weeks, or we'll see you in 4 weeks. Because you know what? They want to give you another prescription. You see, they make money. The pharmaceutical company makes money. And then the pharmaceutical company kicks them back a little something. And then when you get well from that, they find something else. See, you can't expect them to do what you should be doing for yourself. Brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. The phone lines are open. I can't understand why y'all not calling. You're not going to get this information the way we give it to any other source. We are fortunate enough to have Black Talk Radio. Anybody out there within the sound of my voice that has come across a problem that has caused them mental or physical disability or uncomfort, call us and tell us your story. Tell us what your solution was. Because I'm going to tell you something. People must understand it is not some of the things that these people are telling them. It's your food. And if you don't think so, document what you eat. And the next day, examine yourself. Because that way you begin to see yourself through the eyes of someone who evaluates what they do. Give her a big bone or something. The sad part about it is that we fail to realize that our responsibilities will only produce fruit in our lives. And until we take hold of that responsibility, we victimize ourselves and anybody else who may come in touch with whatever we're trying to do, with our environment, with the people that we're hanging with. We are greater than that. And I want you to understand, they're not going to stop making GMO corn, soy, or they're not, unless we reduce the demand. How do you do that? You just don't buy it. See, if you don't buy it, this stuff can sit on the shelf for 20 years. And they know that. But let it sit there, because then they'll stop producing it. What you got to do, if you don't know, find yourself a good seed source. Plant in your garden, plant in pots. You can grow a certain portion of your food. And I'm telling you this here because I'm compassionate about this. Your survival is important to us as a people, because that means that we have more to participate in what we're trying to do. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesdays. And look, we're rolling through the mountains, so if I go out, don't be surprised. I'll call back. But this message is important, and I wanted to make sure that you got it today, because if you have it tonight, you're armed tomorrow. Go out and make changes in your life. And believe me, you have an opportunity to make changes every day, but you must take advantage of them. And that's why we do shows like this. That's why when Dave comes on and he gives you the current events, he's equipping you to go out here and position yourself so that you don't become victimized by what's going on around you. That's the importance of Black Talk Radio. And we're doing it on every level, because we're being attacked on every level. And in order for us to be able to fully arm ourselves, we have to equip ourselves with the knowledge that are going to give us the ability to stand and make a difference. So, I'm hoping I can get some calls in, because literally, there's a bunch of stuff that are going on that we could talk about. I know some people now who literally are repairing their bodies by doing things like meditation, self-massage, good nutrition. All of these are avenues. But until we open the conversation so that we can freely discuss these, we're not going to have that knowledge. So how are you going to know how that applies to your life if you're not willing to say, I wonder if that could work for me? Matter of fact, let me and my wife add a little bit.
Hey, Tando family. This is Sister Erica. I just wanted to relay one message here, because I don't know if y'all are really understanding the importance of all of this, but I want to relay this to you. Children that eat more than 12 or more hot dogs per month have a 9 times the normal risk of developing leukemia. Now, that's a study that just pretty much came out. If you don't believe it, just Google it. Ratio of leukemia in children and hot dogs. Sit right there while you're at home and Google it for yourself. You'll see it. I want to give you a quick story about my younger brother. When he was 12 years old, when he was 2 years old, we lost our mother to cancer, smoking, you know, early 60s, you know how the women did that smoking early thing in the early 60s. So she was one of those very dynamic woman, but felt as though the whole fad was smoking, and so she was smoking Pall Malls Gold. Actually, it was Pall Malls, and they advanced them to gold, whatever that means. And so when she ended up with lung cancer, about the most they could do in 1976 is just let her die peacefully, because she was just riddled with cancer. Okay, so the youngest child was 2 years old. But he got older, I was 11 years older than him, and we had an older brother. It was just 3 of us. My dad's doing his best to raise us. Grandmother's coming in and out as much as she can. Some of the other family members and friends were coming in as much as they can. But this is my testimony. I've seen this with my own eyes. This young man ate a lot of hot dogs, because I went to school, was in after school activities, came home, studied, sometimes ate a big dinner, sometimes didn't, sometimes cooked, sometimes didn't, whatever. But I do know that he ate a lot of hot dogs, because he was around 12 years old, and that was microwave ovens had just kind of came out. And back then, the big deal about microwave ovens is that you could put the hot dog in the bun and cook the hot dog. The hot dog be done hot, but the bun would be nice and warm. That was this big way that microwaves, when they first came out, did it. Nobody could quite understand how the hot dog was hotter than the bun, but it was like revolutionary. You didn't have to get a pot, you didn't have to boil water, you could just eat this hot dog right in the bun, right out the microwave. So he ate a lot of hot dogs, probably Oscar Mayer, because that was what was popular back then. Now, this is going back looking at our light from years later, looking back, hindsight 2020. He also ate a lot of bacon. He loved bacon. He ate bacon. If he wasn't eating hot dogs, he'd eat bacon. He loved BLTs, actually, the bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich. And guess what? You could cook this bacon in the microwave. They had this little microwave type of, they still have them out, a plate that did the bacon and the oil kind of fell to the bottom. So he was eating a lot of bacon. Sometimes he was fried on the stove, but a lot of times he would use it in the microwave. He also ate a lot of bologna sandwiches. Average young child, 12 years old, he had a lot of, he'd make up himself bologna and cheese and probably Oscar Mayer. And he ate them. If he wasn't eating the hot dogs, if he wasn't eating the bacon, he was eating bologna and cheese sandwiches. Okay, 12 years old, to make a long story short, he developed cancer. He developed, he was wrestling as a, in grade school, he was on a wrestling team, and he always felt pretty good, never a kid that would complain about anything, and never got fevers, never got sick or anything, and he developed, he was wrestling, and someone's heel hit his neck, right below his neck, between his neck and his shoulder, that little soft spot, someone's heel hit that, and it bruised, it turned black and blue, you know, and my dad put ice on it and everything, and it went away. A couple of days, like the next day or so, it got better. So a few days later, it came back up again, black and blue. So by this time, he called the doctor. Doctor had him, you know, okay, doctor looked at it and said, oh, yeah, it was just, you know, it's a bruise. Just go ahead and put ice on it. Now, my brother's about medium complexion, not dark skin, not real light skin, just kind of medium. So the black and blue mark showed up very prominent on his shoulder or in between that area. So they went ahead, they put the ice on it and everything. Doctor said, oh, he'll be okay. He had a little bit of pain, so take some Tylenol. About 3 or 4 days after that, it went away, and then it came back. And each time it came back, it looked a little bit darker. So the doctor said, well, you know, I could feel it, and I could sense that there is some fluid in there. Let's just extract the fluid with a needle, like a bruise. That's what a bruise is. It's collected blood in one area. So he said, let's just go ahead and extract the blood. So they did an eight as normally. They sent it to pathology. Make a long story short, and it's a long story, he had the worst cancer on the planet, okay? The worst childhood cancer on the planet. We're from Central Pennsylvania, and one of the best hospitals in our area is Milton Hershey Medical Center. And they could not touch it. Our local hospital had never seen those cells before, almost like a Henrietta Lacks. They had never seen these cells before, and they sent him down to NIH, the National Institute of Health, because they wanted to do research because they never saw it. Now, like I said, it's a longer story than short, but to make a long story short, he did recover from this cancer. To them, they don't know where it came from. To me, now looking back on it, I think it came from the hot dogs. Like I said, I just read you that statistic that says that if you eat more than 12 hot dogs a month, now this boy was eating a pack of hot dogs in a couple of days because, you know, 12-year-olds going to eat 2 hot dogs in a sitting anyway. And that's if they're not sneaking them out the refrigerator, eating them raw. Because, you know, back in the day, that's what kids did. They ate them half raw out the refrigerator because hot dogs were a big thing. Now, one thing that the bacon, he used to eat a lot of sausage. Bacon, sausage, hot dogs, and bologna all have in common is nitrate. Now, years later, they know that that is one of the highest cancer-causing agents on the planet is nitrites and nitrates. That's the preservative that they use to preserve the meat when they make the hot dogs. Another factor that I'm thinking of now when I go back in my mind and think about this, we had our microwave on a microwave cart. My brother at 12 years old was probably about 5'2" or something. He's tall now, but at that time he wasn't real tall. And he used to be this kid looking in the window of the microwave, watching the hot dog go round and round, okay? If you think about it, that level was right at his shoulder. just luckily he didn't get brain cancer. But I think those microwaves were shooting that, you know, because the microwave ovens, especially back then, they all they had a fan vent that blew out the actual radiation in the front. They redesigned them now that this fan, the opening ventilation is in the back. But the first generation of those microwaves, it was in the front. And I believe that that caused his cancer. And guess what? Our life changed forever as family, as understanding, you know, we're in this household. The young boy had to go to, you know, for one thing, the hospital was about 2 hours away. He went through chemo. He went through surgery. The whole bit. And I tell you what, when we were bringing up our children, hot dogs were not on the plate, because I saw the damage of hot dogs. Now, our kids are grown, and now they have children, so we have grandchildren. Every so often, I'll go over there, and they'll have a pack of hot dogs, and I jump on them like white on rice. Because it can be convenient today, but there is nothing more inconvenient. I'm not going to say it's inconvenient, but the way you have to go to therapies and doctor's appointments and traveling to doctors, and if you've never had a child with a serious disease in your family, it's worth getting on your hands and knees right now and thanking your God, Creator, whoever you call them, because when you have a child in the household who has a major disease that could possibly kill them, you think about every single day. Now, he's in his 40s. He's got children of his own. But, you know, he fought the cancer. He's the oldest cancer survivor that I know. You know how everybody has that little, oh, I've been, you know, free from breast cancer and free from this. He's the oldest cancer survivor I know. And every day he battles whether or not that cancer is going to come back. And I say that to say this. That is how important it is to figure out what causes cancer, what doesn't cause cancer, or what causes other illnesses, and what you could do about it. Now, you might not be able to do anything about it. Just breathing might do it. But if you have the option to make other decisions, please at least look into making the other decisions. Just relabel. If you cannot pronounce them, don't give. Now, when our grandchildren were born, our daughter breastfed them. On our side with our daughter, and on the other side with our son and his wife. Because if you read a Similac can, you wouldn't put that in an animal. You wouldn't give Similac to your child, to a dog or a cat. Just read the back of the label. Well, anybody that's sitting right here on this phone, pick up their smartphone, Google Isomil or Similac, the ingredients. You will fall off the chair when you see the huge paragraph of all these foods, and you can't even pronunciate them, and the first couple of ingredients isn't milk. The milk is like the third ingredient, after sugar, after high fructose corn syrup, and then everything. We take this very seriously, and that's why we kind of come back and forth on the phone and kind of talk about foods a lot. Because illnesses are traumatic. You lose time, you lose money. I'm sorry, is there a call coming in?
Eric Cole 734, did you have a question or comment?
Oh, yeah, yes, I do. I apologize for that.
Okay, well, come on, brother. Let's come on with it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Reason mentioned earlier. By the way, hello, Brother Davis, Sister Davis. How you all doing today?
Hey, brother, we're great. But turn your radio down so we can hear you clear.
Okay. Is that better?
Excellent, excellent.
Yes, that's better. You can go ahead with your question or comment. Thank you for calling in. Seven-3-4, you still there?
Hello?
Yes. Did you have a question or comment?
Oh, okay. My question, earlier you mentioned, it was a spelling. I just wanted to get the correct spelling of, you mentioned earlier about plant that someone was taking. I don't know, you mentioned it might have been kefir. I just wanted the correct spelling because my fiance right now, she's got lupus. And we're trying to keep everything holistic as we can. You know, we're battling. She's battling through this, and we're trying to do this the best way we can. And I just wanted to get the correct spelling on that because that's something that she is looking to, want to look into as well.
Okay, it's called kefir, K-I-F-R.
Can you say it again?
Hold on, my wife would think be very clear about it.
I'm sorry, brother. It sounds like you have a your radio is turned up because that's a raw serious echo.
No, he's coming in fine. We hear him just fine. I don't know what the issue
okay,
may be.
All right, so maybe that's on this side.
Yeah,
okay.
He asked for the correct spelling.
I do know that lupus is a autoimmune disease, and one of the things that lupus that the doctors really don't tell you about is the gut. How important the gut is, the intestine. A lot of times it's from gluten that people are eating, you know, that's been almost all the products. One suggestion, unless you have already done that, eliminate as much gluten that you can. If you're not sure exactly what gluten is, look up, but it is in a lot of processed foods, breads, and anything that is any kind of bread, pies, bread, rolls. And then as far as the kefir, kefir is an enzyme. It's like a high-powered probiotic. And
okay.
A lot of times people can take it by a pill, or a lot of times people put it in a milk or a yogurt. It's like a yogurt, like the cultures that you have in yogurt. But kefir
okay.
is on a much higher level than that.
Can
Some
you spell that again?
Like
Sister Davis, can you spell that again?
It's K-I-F-E-R, kefir, capital K, like in kitchen, I-F-E-R, and you can buy it. They have some in the grocery stores and the dairy section that's kind of mixed like a smoothie, but there's some that's more commercial, but they have some that is more high-powered that you probably have to go on the internet to find that's pure. It's pure because you can make your own kefir with the pellets that it comes in, and you mix it with milk and you kind of let it sit, and it uses the milk cultures to also bring it into fruition. But what it does is that it brings back the balance of the correct bacteria. It's cut off.
You good, brother?
Yeah, we're here, man. We're here. We just kind of... Yeah, did you get that information?
Yes, I did. It's been very helpful. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Man.
We got a break, Brother Davis.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. So after the break, brother, if you want to follow through with this, my wife says she can give you a little bit more information. And also, we're looking for a monologue, not a dialogue. So feel free to call in. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday.
Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Are we back online?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yes. So, brother, what I just wanted to go over again with the Kiefer is that the autoimmune disease, that means your body is fighting against itself, and you have to find the source of why it's fighting. With lupus, it could be a number of things. One of the important things to at least check out is the gut, is the intestines. Because that's where foods are absorbed, is in the intestines. So if the intestines are not working correctly, even if you're taking the right kind of fruits and vegetables or medication, it's not getting into the system. And gluten over the years, which is, like I said, a form of, actually it's a form of pesticide that they put on the wheat before they harvest it. So once that wheat gets harvested, and then gets processed. Once it goes into the processing of bread, flour, cookies, pastries, anything like that, you will find that it infects the gut. It infects the gut. Read about gluten. And what the kefir does is that it tries to, it puts a balance of the bacteria and back into the gut, especially like if a lot of people eat or take a lot of antibiotics. Antibiotics will kill everything. Then the bad bacteria will start to grow, and that's usually called yeast. And once that starts to grow, that can be very infectious to the body. That's one reason the body starts to fight against itself. They also call it candida. And when that starts to happen, it can overgrow. You don't actually see it. The only time you really see it, women sometimes see it because they're getting yeast infection. And if a woman has a yeast infection, she knows that she's itching. It's the vaginal secretions, it's very white. But some people don't get it in that area. But some people just get it in their system, in their gut, and it causes a lot of havoc. So with the kefir, which is a high form of probiotics, it's continuing the right type of bacteria, and it's trying to kill off the wrong type of bacteria and promote the good bacteria, which is called that flora. And that's one of the basics that have a lot of people imbalanced in their body dealing with autoimmune diseases. And there's a lot of them. Even something like vitiligo is an autoimmune disease. Fibromyalgia is an autoimmune disease. There's a whole list. If you go into autoimmune diseases, it's almost every disease that everybody has other than like high blood pressure. That's something different. But autoimmune diseases are very, very high right now because it's the body fighting itself, and it's really based on nutrition. It's based on the foods that we eat. A lot of times when a lot of people have really bad autoimmune diseases, it's good for them to do a type of fast, depending on their age, a type of fast where you just slow everything down. Let the body, let the gut kind of just slow everything down and start off with water. But like I said, sometimes depending on the age and the medical condition, it might have to be supervised. But they find a lot of times just to give the body rest. My younger brother, the younger brother that I had mentioned that has cancer, he now has a lot of problems with his gut being, he has diverticulitis. And that's an autoimmune disease. And it's based on food, and I get on them all the time. You know, you got to stay out the box. You know, because he eats a lot of processed food still. He's married and everything. He got kids. But she doesn't really do a lot of wholesome cooking, and he eats a lot of fast food, and his body is working against him. And it's a lot, most diseases and conditions start in the gut. start in the intestine. So a lot of people, once that gets infected, and you don't always see it as being infected because you might have the same type of bowel movement, that type of thing. But I tell you what, if you're eating a lot of breads and pies and things that have a lot of wheat, rye, or oats, the high probability of having a lot of issues with the gut are very prominent.
Okay, I hope she answers your questions for you, brother, because I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes when she's hits that cord and all of that information that she's been storing in can come out, it's best to have a pencil, piece of paper, because literally sometimes the knowledge becomes overwhelming just to keep up with how you can work to your advantage. And she said, for your daughter, start taking pictures of whatever she eats as well as diagram it so that you can literally go back and see what she ate so we can find what the triggers are. Dietitians sometimes say, write the foods down. She said,
just take a picture
with your smartphone.
And do a diary. At the end of the week, go back and see everything that she eats.
At the end of the week, go back and see everything she eats and check out how she feels.
If she ate a whole bunch of bread and pies.
That might be the issue. But either way it goes, brother, I hope we're able to help you and open the door if you find a solution to your problem. This is Brother Davis and Sister Davis on the Wise Wednesday. And no one else on your phone? Man, this is opportunity out of the wazoo. Because I'm going to tell you something. Our schedules are changing. Okay, somebody else in queue?
Yes, hello?
Yes, brother. State your name and answer. Bring your statement or your question.
Yes, this is D calling from the Connecticut area.
Yes, come on, brother.
I'm calling because I'm a first time caller and I'm a long term listener, and I'm a teacher in the Connecticut area, and I'm noticing the fruits and vegetables that they're feeding our children. Now I come to believe that they're GMO.
That could very well be, brother. That could very well be because you have to understand.
They're not labeled, and they all look uniform. And then the kids I teach have autism and attention deficit disorders, and it just perplexes me every day, the food that they feed the children.
Absolutely, brother. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad that you have enough initiative to go out beyond the circumstance because literally the information that we gave you tonight can arm you to be able to be more diligent in what you're trying to do because the GMOs are literally all over the place now. And the sad part about it is that they're not informing anybody. It's your due diligence that allows you to open this door so this knowledge should be available to you. And that's what we have to do with parents. We have to teach them so that the knowledge is available to them, and that way they can go out and arm themselves knowing that everything they see isn't exactly as it appears. And that's what is their problem. Go ahead, brother.
Do you have any information on the harmful effects of soy? Because we do have a peanut ban in my district, and all peanut products they have replaced with soy, and that also perplexes me.
You know what? Let my wife take that question.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your question again about soy?
Yes, the harmful effects of soy. I want to provide this information to parents.
Yes, soy. Soy back in the day, years ago, soy was good. That was a lot of the foundation of a lot of foods. But over the years, Monsanto has had their hands in the soybean crop, and they, for one thing, the seeds are now GMO. They're all genetically modified, so it's a new creation. I don't even know why they call it soy. They should name it something else because it's not soy anymore. They call it soy, but it's not soy. It's its own creation. Monsanto's to blame for that. They created a new type of soy that grows faster, is bigger, all of that stuff, but it's not. So it's like a GMO grape that is not real, that doesn't have seeds. So what's happening with the soy is that it's messing with the estrogen in the women, women and men, actually. And it's increasing, that's why it's increasing the breast cancer and things like that, because it's soy-like on steroids. And it's it's gotten to be very, very dangerous. Like, I don't eat any soy. I try my best. I don't. If I see soy, I won't eat it.
One of the studies that I saw, and we actually talked about on Tando Caller, is that there was a recent German study by a German scientist who was using guinea pigs or hamsters or something, and he found that within 2 to 3 generations that soy was causing sterility. So I would just simply Google that. That is a lot of information on the harmful effects of soy. There's a lot of information out there.
Right. Now, one of the things that they're doing is, I don't know if you've ever eaten Hanover string beans. Hanover string beans are, it's the name of the brand is Hanover, and they make a really good quality string bean. And they have, for one of the first generation of canned goods that lined the inside of their can with a white can on the inside, as where most insides of cans are silver, or, you know, or stainless steel. And it was kind of revolutionary. And everybody liked the Hanover beans. Quality was a little bit better. And you felt good when you opened up the can and you saw this white lining, because it gave you a better understanding. It looked like a product. Well, that particular lining has a lot of... We found the way they constructed that white lining, it's based on soy. And they were finding the ratio of people eating the Hanover string beans at higher levels of soy in your body. Another source of soy is Colt 45 malt liquor. Has a high level of soy in it, yeah. The can does. The can has a higher a level. If you know men, and you can just kind of do your survey, a lot of men who drink a lot of beer and cans usually are bigger in the front, kind of have the man boob, as opposed to men who drink beer and bottles. And if you see the difference, now it's kind of hard to find Colt 45 in bottles. They're switching a lot of beer out of bottles into cans. And these cans are lined with the soy. Because everybody is in bed together with each other, the pharmaceutical, they all know that this stuff is dangerous. But they continue doing it to us.
So, Davis, we only have a few minutes left in the broadcast, and there's one more call. Was your question fully answered, Connecticut?
Yes. Just one more comment. I believe I'm working on research right now where I believe there's a link between the prison corporations and Connecticut supplying lunch food to the kids that I teach. Hmm. And I'm going to call when I have...
Yeah, the United States has really been forward with the children with the lunches. Really, it's bottom basement, disastrous. Those lunches that they give kids, they're high in salt, they're high in nitrate. You know, it's pitiful. But then a lot of families can't make the lunches at home, and if they do make the lunches at home, they're probably using the same food. But yeah, it's very, very dangerous. It's very dangerous.
We have a call from New York. This is the last call that we can take as we had to get ready for New Abolitionist Radio. We got a call out of New York. I think that's Thomas, but I'm not sure. The caller from New York, go ahead with your question or comment.
Peace, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Thomas in New York. I just wanted to say that the soy product, definitely highly estrogen-based. And not only is it the actual soy itself, what it is, the chemical they're able to spray on it, to, what they say is the pesticide, it's made by Monsanto, it's called Roundup when you buy it out of like a Home Depot, but that's highly estrogen-based. So the place where they grow a lot of this soy is Paraguay, and they found that 1 in 12, that's the ratio of boys to girls, due to this this highly estrogen-based plant they're growing and dealing with the chemical that they're pouring on it. And most of the boys born, their testicles are not dropping by the age of like 3. They're born very effeminate. Also, the other two plants that they have a monopoly on is corn and canola, and I'll mute my line. Thank you.
Excellent. Good content. Hey, Greg, look, we're coming down to the end of the show, my brother. We are here on Wise Wednesdays. Next week, we're going to pick up where we left off because literally we have to make sure the message gets out. And when we get people like you to call who are literally on the front line and our children are in your face every day, you literally see the result of what you do. Another thing you can check out is ResponsibleTechnology.com. You have Dr. Jeffrey Smith on there who gives you an in-depth education on genetically modified organisms and the effects on the body. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We are out. Thank you for everybody who joined in. And please be blessed and meet us again next week. And always welcome Black Talk Radio into your homes and make a contribution when you can. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we are out. Thank you very much, Scotty.
Oh, you're welcome, Team Davis. Thank you for coming on and sharing this information and facilitating this dialogue. We are getting ready to close out Tando Radio Show. Coming up at the top of the hour will be New Abolitionist Radio discussing 21st century slavery and human trafficking by way of the 13th Amendment. Brother Braggs, would you chime us out?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty then. Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.